8 and 9 p.m., we got the Rockin' Soul AI Bunny spinning you your requests. And then rounding out the evening here on Rockin' Soul from 9 to 11, it's the What's Happening program hosted by Matt Clark and Mike Sin. For tonight's final song, we're going to hear another one from that late 60s UK psychedelic freak beat scene. We're going to hear a track from The Pink Floyd. Here's Point Me at the Sky. Once again, this has been Hard Stuff. I'm Frank in Queens. Thanks for joining me this week. Hope to see you back here next week for another installment of the Hard Stuff program, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks so much for listening.
Hey, Jean, this is Henry McLean, and I've finished my beautiful flying machine, and I'm ringing to say that I'm leaving, and maybe you'd like to fly with me and hide with me, baby. Isn't it strange how little we change? Isn't it sad we're insane? Playing the games that we know end in tears, the games we've been playing for thousands and thousands and thousands. Out, you will have to breathe out while the people around you breathe in, breathe in.
and kick up some noise. I want to hear some revolution out there, brothers. I want to hear a little revolution. And right now it's time to
kick out the jams with Joey D.
Kick out the jams with Joey D.
Kick out the jams with Joey D.
I am you.
I am you.
Why I ain't had a white stripes? What's up with that?
What?
The white stripes. But the white stripes aren't good enough for you? Is that what it is? Do they have too much bass in their music? Is it because they're from Detroit? Is it because it's just two of them? They're white. I mean, what's up?
Okay, my name is Jack, and this is my sister Megan. We're from Detroit, Michigan, and she's gonna sing this next song with us called Hotel Yorba. I was watching. Yeah, for me to think sound is thoughts like these. Oh, but I'm so tired of acting tough, and I'm gonna do what I please. Let's get married in a big cathedral by a priest. Cause if I'm the man you love the most, say I do at least. Well, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, take the elevator. Hotel Yorba, gotta see a letter. All I got inside is making scene. And 4, 5, 6, 7, grab your umbrella. Thank you, California. Very much so. My sister thanks you, and I thank you. Good night.
How's everyone doing this evening? We are the Black Keys from Akron, Ohio. Gonna play some songs for you.
Yeah. This song has been, I mean, my goodness, this next song has been so good to us. But I did get shown a TikTok of it being kind of performed by a vacuum cleaner. which is, you know, it is humbling and inspiring at the same time. And I think all the best things in life are like that. Okay?
Yeah. dying down now, and I think we have a new candidate, and we have a new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
This is Kick Out the Jams. I am Joey D. Thanks so much for tuning in. This past weekend was Coachella, and you may have seen some clips from it on your social media. It's still one of the biggest music festivals every year, and although we all think of Coachella as somewhere Kendall Jenner and the Kardashians go or other Instagram influencers, and it's all about pop stars and fashion, it didn't always used to be that way. It did start back in 1999, and for most of the following 15 or so years, it was mostly rock acts mixed with electronic acts, and slowly as the years went on, more and more pop acts were booked. So I thought I'd start off the show tonight with some rock and roll Coachella moments from over the years to show that it wasn't just what we think of now as Coachella. And I started off the show with none other than Iggy and the Stooges, who made their grand return to the stage after 30 years back in 2003 at Coachella, April of 2003. It was their first show. And we heard I Want to Be Your Dog. Great version. You can check it out on YouTube. Some awesome footage of Iggy jumping around, jumping in the crowd. And after Iggy and the Stooges, we heard the band that went on before them that night, the White Stripes, doing Hotel Yorba. I actually had tickets to that year's Coachella and unfortunately could not find anyone to go with me, calling out my friends who let me down. I should have gone by myself, flown out there, but I ended up selling the tickets, one of my big concert regrets, because that year the lineup included, again, not only Iggy and the Stooges, not only the White Stripes, but Beastie Boys headlined, Red Hot Chili Peppers headlined, Queens of the Stone Age was there, The Hives, The Donnas, The Rapture, Mooney Suzuki, Sonic Youth, Mars Volta, Interpol, many others. Killer lineup. Probably the best lineup that Coachella has had over the last 25 years. After White Stripes, we heard the Black Keys doing Thick Freakness. They've played Coachella 5 times. That version was from their almost headlining slot in 2011. They also just dropped a new record called Ohio Players, and they will be touring all year, I believe, playing Madison Square Garden sometime this year. After Black Keys, we heard The Hives. From their 2012 Coachella set, we heard Hate to Say I Told You So. Hives will be very busy this summer into the fall. They are opening for Foo Fighters along with Amel and the Sniffers, and they will be at Citi Field in Queens in July. And then they continue their tour. They will be right here in New Jersey at the See Here Now Festival down in Asbury Park on September 14th. Definitely want to check that out. I just pulled up the lineup to See Here Now, and looks like Hives are playing on first night, Saturday, along with the Black Crowes, 311, Grace Potter. And the next night, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band are headlining, along with the Gaslight Anthem and Norah Jones down in Asbury Park. After The Hives, we heard Oasis from their headlining Coachella set 2002. We heard Go Let It Out. They headlined that year. Right before them that night was The Strokes and Foo Fighters. And we finished up that Coachella first music set with a song from this year's Coachella. We heard Blur and Song 2. You may have seen on social media about Damon Albarn and Blur not being happy with the crowd response during their set, apparently during Girls and Boys. Damon Albarn was trying to get some crowd participation going, some back and forth call and response, but did not go as well as he planned. He was disappointed with the crowd, and he said, "You'll never see us again." But it was not surprising. I remember when I saw the lineup released, and I saw Blur in the midst of many acts that have nothing to do with them, newer acts, you know, Ice Spice and those type of people. I just thought it was a very weird booking for them. And yeah, not surprising that the crowd was not that into it. Again, Girls and Boys, songs like that, which are big, are not as big with the youth anymore. And you can hear in the recording of song two, the crowd seemed generally into it. That's obviously their biggest song, but other songs of theirs, not as big here in America, obviously, as they're used to in the UK. So not surprising that they were upset. No Doubt also finished on Sunday night. Coachella, they brought out Olivia Rodrigo. I was watching some of those clips. Also seemed kind of a tepid crowd response, but for the big hits, seemed like, you know, they were into it. But hopefully in the future, they kind of change their booking a little bit towards what they used to do. Again, if you look online, you can see all the lineups and posters through the years. It's just amazing how much it's shifted over really just the last 5 or 6 years or so. They used to have some really great indie rock lineups. But anyway, that was my Coachella set. Shifting gears a little bit after that Coachella set, Hole's Live Through This celebrated its 30th anniversary last week. One of my favorite albums. So let's hear a track from Live Through This and Courtney Love and Hole.
Yeah. Hang in there. We're going to check the movies.
I like all of your people. I like Sticky everywhere. Look around. You bet I'll be there. Hot metal in the sun. Pony in the air. Sue and Saints at the fair. Saints are all you're saying. Walking squares.
So are you going?
candidate, and we have a new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
You're listening to Kick Out the Jams. I'm Joey D. I'm going to read you back what you heard in that last rock and roll set. Starting at the very top, we heard Hole and the track Credit in the Straight World, a cover they did from their epic album Live Through This, which just turned 30 years old. One of the great alternative rock albums of the 90s. Courtney Love has been in the news the last day on social media from an interview that she just did with the Standard in the UK, where she takes some shots at Taylor Swift, calling her not an interesting artist, among other things. Courtney's been working on a new record for many, many, many years, on and off again. She did post some clips last October from some of the songs, saying that the album will be out soon, but it's now April and there's still no updates of when that will be. There's always rumors that she's trying to get Hole back together. We'll see what happens. After Hole, we heard The Breeders and the track Saints from Last Splash 1993. Breeders just opened for Olivia Rodrigo at MSG. There's a good New York Times article on how that all came to be. I thought it was a cool move from Olivia Rodrigo to ask The Breeders. Of course, not the choice that you would think of an opener for her show, but she's a big fan of Cannonball and some other songs, and it's cool of her to ask them. It was actually the first time that Kim Deal has played MSG since she was in the Pixies, and they opened for U2 back in 1992. After The Breeders, we heard Miranda and The Beat from Brooklyn, New York, and a recent single they released a few months ago called Why Don't You Want Me. We then heard from Shannon and the Clams. They have a brand new record out. We heard the title track, The Moon Is in the Wrong Place. That album was produced by the Black Keys' Dan Auerbach. And most of the album is about the sudden loss of the band's singer, bassist, and singer Shannon Shaw's fiance, Joe Hayner, who passed away in a car accident leading up to their wedding a few years ago. Crazy story, but a lot of the album is about that. That is the title track. Again, you heard The Moon Is in the Wrong Place, out on Easy Eye Sound Recordings. We then heard The Bug Club and their track Blues Magician from last year's WFMU Favorite Rare Birds Hour of Song album. We then heard the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and the title track from their 2012 album Mosquito. And we finished up that music set with Sleater-Kinney and the title track from their 2015 album, No Cities to Love. I got one more song to spin for you guys before passing the baton over to the AI Bunny for the next hour, taking your requests. Then at 9 p.m., Matt Clark and Mike Sin come to you live from WFMU headquarters for another episode of the always fantastic show, What's Happening?, coming your way from 9 to 11 p.m. tonight. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Until next time, adios.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. I've got a lot of great music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music! That's our middle name!
Here's the fever tree for the Houston Post.
Now sounds grooving. Now sounds grooving. Your host will be the Houston Post at the Now Sounds Grooving.
Hi, this is Scott Holtzman. Hear the big three sound of Houston in the Houston Post Now Sounds Groovin' concert this Saturday and Sunday at the Houston Music Theater in Sharpstown. Six big groups at every show, emceed by Larry Kane. Headline Saturday 3:30 by the Fever Tree. Sunday 3:30, Neil Ford and the Fanatics. Sunday 7:30, the Coastliners. Plus the Sixpence, Thursday's Children, Moving Sidewalks, Countdown.